As some of you know from experience, St. Vincent's has one of the more elaborate marriage preparation processes in existence. And when couples come talking about marriage and want to know what our process is, I explain it all to them. One of the things I tell them is that in one of the early sessions, I will give them a full psychological battery. And they look a little apprehensive about that. I say, don't worry. I don't give any of the pathology detectors any of the same crazy tests. I don't have to. I know you're crazy. Sane people don't make a commitment like this. It is insane, to suggest that you will spend your whole life living with, loving, being faithful to, serving, putting that person's needs above your own, one particular person whom you've known mostly for a couple of years, sometimes less than that. It's totally insane to enter into a covenant like that. But that's what makes it such a wonderful sacrament. For the total insanity of what God does for us. To say, you shall be my people, and I will be your God. This is a totally absurd act of commitment on God's part. There's no possible rational justification for it. It is just a total self-outpouring of God's love in commitment to Israel. And that's what we celebrate tonight. That God called us out of the midst of Egypt. We who were not a people were made a people. We're made the people of God. We're promised that God would be with us no matter what, when we deserved it and when we didn't, which was rather more often, but that God would always be absolutely there for us. This is truly cause for celebration. And over the centuries, by Jesus' time, over a millennium, people had celebrated that covenant, that totally insane self-outpouring of God that is Passover, Exodus, and Sinai. This irrational gift of self that God makes. It's the foundation of who Israel is as a people and at the heart of every Jew's life. Jesus loved that relationship. He knew that his own relationship was even closer, that he could call God Abba. But the model of God's faithfulness to him as the only begotten was still the model of God's faithfulness to Israel as promised in the covenant. And he loved it. And as the time came for him to be handed over, he wanted with all his heart to celebrate the Passover one last time with his disciples. And while they were at table, he showed that he was the Son of the Father, that his radical commitment was like God's, that his insane self-outpouring was exactly the same as his Father's. He got up from table and washed their feet. I just washed a few feet. Other people here washed a few feet. But everybody knew in advance they were going to get their feet washed. And they got a shower just before they came. There wasn't a single dirty or smelly foot in the batch, I swear. Not so the apostles. They had been through the streets of Jerusalem in sandals. So had 250,000 sheep on their way to the temple to be turned into Passover lambs. You can imagine what the streets of Jerusalem were full of. Jesus washed their feet. Beyond all measure, beyond all that was rational, giving himself, pouring himself out in service to his brothers and sisters, to the 12, to the other disciples who were there, the men and the women, washing the feet of all who were there. This is an embodiment of who the covenant God is, an embodiment of God's absolute commitment, God's really insane commitment to us. And then he sat at table and said the prayers and recited the Haggadah and sang the blessings with a heart full of joy and thanksgiving, despite the anticipation of what would begin only a few hours later that night. But it is impossible to celebrate the Passover and not feel its joy. But as he celebrated it, he added a new layer of meaning to it. He took the bread and said the blessing, the same blessing that was 1,000 years old when he said it. It was 3,000 years old when we sang it downstairs, when we sing it up here tonight. Sang the blessing and gave it to his disciples. No longer now in silence, as was custom, but with an added prayer. Take this and eat it. This is my body, which will be broken for you. Take this and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the covenant, the blood that Moses spattered on the altar and sprinkled on the people, the blood that makes the covenant, that commits God to this absolutely incredible commitment to us. This is the blood of the new covenant, the eternal covenant. It is poured out for you and for all. Take it. Drink it. Do this in memory of me. Memory not in the sense of reaching back to some day of the past, but memory in the sense of pulling the past into the present, so the boundaries of time vanish. And we, not just our ancestors, but we are brought forth from slavery in the land of Egypt. That we, not just our ancestor, but we are given the body and the blood. The new covenant, the insane covenant, the absolutely irrational outpouring of God in commitment to us, an absolutely irrational statement that I will be there for you no matter what. I will always be your God. You will always be my people. This covenant I make with you in the body and blood of my Son. He will not go away. I will not go away. Don't you ever go away. For as often as you celebrate this meal, this Passover, know that you are my people and I am your God. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.